Okay, welcome councillors to our meeting, council meeting Tuesday the 12th of May 2002. Just checking that Tanya, if she is back online, that's good. So, we are away. So, reading through our paperwork. Sorry, John?
Which year was that? I heard 2002.
Sorry, 2020. Just confirming, 2002. Okay, well. Okay, thanks, John, for that. You were backed up, so no, I don't like cherry rocks. Okay, present, we're all present. Apologies, Neil, in attendance. Confirmation of the minutes, the minutes of the ordinary meeting. Would somebody like to move, somebody like to second that the minutes were received and confirmed? Deputy Mayor Kelly has moved. Somebody like to second? Tony King has seconded that. All those in favour? Just put your hands up and do it, guys. I can see yous. Good. Against? Carried. Thank you. So you see the council workshops that have been held. They're there for to look at. Announcements by the mayor are there. Announcements by the councillors. Neil, Councillor Bauer, was that a hand up for any reason or not? No? Okay, thank you. Any declarations of interest? None have been received?
No.
Neil, thank you. Tabling and actions of petitions?
Neil.
Thank you. Obviously, public question time, we don't have any because of coronavirus, but we do have some questions that have been put forward for one item in particular. Public question time, so public questions taken on notice. Questions from the Australian Services Union, which you have answered, Jim?
Yes.
No others? Nope. Public questions with notice? Nil. Public questions without notice? Nil. What? In the council question time. Council questions taken on notice has been nil. Not going too quick, Marlon, am I? Just
no,
safe, right?
No, you're not.
Councillor questions with notice, there is nil. Councillor questions without notice, looking to the councillors. Speak up if you have any.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, Councillor Temple.
Just my usual question for the record. Has there been any, is there any update on the proposed prison development?
No.
Thank you.
Any other questions, councillors? Take that as a no.
Councillor Knott's come up there. We never ask.
Councillor Knott. Yeah, okay. Councillor Knott had some questions.
Krista's answered.
Those questions are slightly different.
Yeah.
So, do we want to wait for those questions to be answered when the development application comes forward? Or do you want to answer those now? Councillor Knott, we're looking at some questions you've put forward. Would you like those to be included in the development application as it comes forward, or for those to be answered now? Sorry, Frank, you're muted at the moment. You'll have to unmute yourself. Yes, we can, Councillor Knott. Yes.
Okay. I'm asking they be withdrawn.
Okay.
I will ask a couple of questions prior to the item.
Thank you,
Councillor. Chris has answered that in the May.
Okay. Yeah, no. Thank you, Councillor.
I did flag that to Marilyn in my questions.
Yeah, no, that's why I asked whether you'd like them to be answered now or when the application comes forward.
So, obviously been answered.
Yes.
There might be a couple of points I'd like to make before the item, that's all.
Thank you. Deputations by members of the public. That's not one.
No.
Okay. So we're over into page 11, planning authority items. So for the purpose of considering the following planning authority items, council is acting as a planning authority under the provisions of the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act 1993. Planning Authority 1, Black Hills Road, Westbury. So, we'd like to move.
No, you've got the.
We've got our questions first.
Representation.
Representation. Sorry, Robin.
Yeah, I just wondered, do we flag the alternate motion now, or we wait for the other one?
I think we've got to wait for move and second it and then go for the alternatives, don't we?
And a supplementary.
I think there's some representations to hear.
Yes, yes, we're just working on them now, Frank. We're just wondering.
And a further question, if we are knocking it back, if we put forward an alternate motion to refuse, are we doing that as a planning authority or as a council? Because we're doing it under the Log Ban Act.
No, that's right. I'll get Councillor Sinfield to ask that question shortly. We'll go to the representatives, and then we'll get Rodney to ask that question loudly so everyone can hear it. So, Lynette.
Okay, thank you. Through you, Mr. Mayor, we have two representations on this item. So, on behalf of those representatives, I'll read out what they've requested. So, from Mr. Ian Parr. In the absence of the ability to make a deputation at the forthcoming council meeting, and after reading the proposed agenda item relating to this application, I wish to submit the following comments for consideration. I respectfully disagree with the view of the town planner that the lots are in keeping with the character of the area. There is no precedence for either this quantity of lots nor the number of internal driveways on one site. Taking into account the previous subdivision and this potential subdivision from the same developer means there will be 11 such lots in the one location. Previous subdivisions have resulted in 2 to 4 lots only and are most easily blended in when interspersed with existing larger properties. That is the only way to maintain the often cited distinction between the inner serviced core and largely rural peripheral area. This subdivision will result in the rural appearance and appeal of this part of Westbury being lost and adversely affect the amenity value of surrounding properties. Thank you for the opportunity to provide further comments. And Mr. Mayor, the second representation is from Karen Murray of 24 5 Acre Westbury and reads, as a long-term resident of Westbury, I, along with other neighbours and residents of the area in question, have objected to the proposed subdivision of land, mainly the 5-acre blocks, because these 5-acre blocks were never to be subdivided. Somewhere, somehow, the rules were conveniently broken to allow this to occur. In relation to the proposed subdivision of land situated on the Black Hills Road, in October 2018, a 4-lot subdivision was approved by Council at 253 Black Hills Road, which adjoins the current proposal of a 7-lot subdivision on this same road. How unaesthetically unappealing this would be to be surrounded by houses when you move to the country. 11 houses overlooking each other, all crammed in there together. People move to the country for peace and quiet, not to have a village built before their very eyes. This is not in keeping with the character of the area. This area is a quiet rural area, mainly farmland, that is going to be turned into a suburb of Westbury. Since August 2018, 21 lots have been approved by this council. How can you call this low-density residential housing when everyone is living on top of one another? I can tell you, it all started when we were blindsided by a council decision to approve the subdivision of a 2.5-acre block situated at 61 Veterans Road. And this set precedence for what has become an eyesore in this part of Westbury. Low-density residential housing means land comprised mainly of low-density housing, where the planning objective is to protect the locality's single dwelling character and landscape. These types of dwellings are often associated with rural residential areas where the housing density is very low. This is not protecting the landscape. This is not protecting the environment. And it's certainly not protecting the amenity of the area. Projects that trash the existing amenity of an area are not developments. They are disruptions. They are not progress, but regress. They are investments that seek to exploit the surrounding community's existing assets while devaluing them at the same time. They are greed-driven as distinct from genuinely entrepreneurial and value-adding. And that is why myself and others vehemently oppose these applications. Our farmland is a vital local and national resource. However, many communities such as Westbury have witnessed significant loss of this finite resource due in part to changes in the structure of the farming industry, but in particular to the sprawl of non-agricultural development into rural spaces, particularly on the edges of rural towns. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynette. To go forward, Rodney, to your question before, I'd say we'd have to move and second this motion as it sits before we can have any further discussion on it. Otherwise, it would lapse. Correct me if I'm wrong. So once we do that, we'll come to your question, if that's right. So if I have somebody to move, somebody to second the motion as it stands, please. Councillor Cameron, so moved. Thank you. Seconder for this? I'll so move it then. Councillor, sorry, I got in before you, Councillor Bower. I seconded that, sorry. Councillor Cameron, as the mover of the motion, any comments, discussion?
Yeah, I find these kind of things pretty difficult to decide on with the plan, my role as a planning authority versus a councillor. I really feel for the people that have made the representations. I understand the concerns. I get it. But as part of my role as a planning authority, I can't see that I can deny this application as it sits. So I'm happy to support it.
Thanks, Councillor. And somebody second the motion for the subject of debate. I echo the sentiments of Councillor Cameron, but do understand the concerns of neighbours going forward. So on that basis, Councillor Sinfield had a question before which couldn't be heard. So, Councillor,
my question was one of clarification about, well, A, the putting the alternative motion,
yes.
But when can that be done? Immediately? Or
you've got to deal with the motion that's on the table at the moment first.
Yep.
And the second question goes to the alternative motion, so I guess that waits until...
Okay, that's fine. So... So the motion's been put, councillors, discussion from councillors... on the motion as it stands.
May I make a comment before we vote?
Yes, Councillor King.
I can't support this application. I've never been in support of these subdivisions and the intensification of living against you in this area of Westbury. While we may well be serving the developer of his application for short-term financial gain, I don't believe we're serving our long-term residents, which are the neighbours of the property. The continuous actions that occur every time an application of this nature is submitted speak volumes. The application is not in keeping with the amenity of the area, and I draw your attention to the diagram on page 62 of the DP.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other councillors?
Yep.
Councillor Sinfield.
We've had a bit more discussion. I'm actually going to put forward the alternate motion now. And so I guess initially that would be to decide whether it becomes the motion.
Correct.
And if it does, then we deal with it.
Yep.
And if not, we'd revert back to the original.
So yes, the alternative motion comes forward. If it's seconded and if it's approved, then it overrides the previous motion. Correct me if I'm wrong, start.
So my... I'd go with the words that we've been provided,
yep.
That the alternate motion is, or the alternate recommendation, is that pursuant to Section 85 of the Local Government/Building and Miscellaneous Provisions Act 1993, The application was refused on the basis that council is of the opinion that the layout of the subdivision should be altered to include a blind road to provide access to lots 1, 4 and 6.
Thanks, councillor. Do I have a seconder for that motion?
Sorry.
That's all right. Speak up, councillors. Now you're back on screen. Do I have a seconder for that motion?
I'll second that.
Councillor Knott. Okay, Councillor Sinfield, as the mover of the motion.
Yes. Whilst in relation to that, to what's before us, we can't do much about the overall lot size, etc. That's a discussion for another day. I believe there is a much better configuration and use of the overall land in the area, and that is that we have a dedicated road reserve currently under the ownership of the Crown, and that we ought to utilise, or that the developer ought to put forward a subdivision proposal that incorporates that land and hence makes much better use of the land overall. In my view, that allows for some of the lots to actually be larger in area than they currently are, by virtue of the fact that you would eliminate the access strips to lots 1, 4 and 6. They would have direct road frontage to what's effectively called Wilson Street on the northern side of the development. And you actually would reduce costs in terms of overall fencing, because you don't have a fence up each side of an access strip. You're still required to fence the northern side of lots 1, 4 and 6 anyway. So you save money in doing it. It would be up to the developer to pay for, in whatever method, the conversion of grass, if you like, to a road surface for Wilson Street to access the lots. And potentially there are other lots on the northern side that have either been subdivided already or could in the future, that could access this, what's currently referred to as Wilson Street, the road reserve on the northern side. So I would recommend it to fellow councillors that I think it's a better overall utilisation of the land, a simpler configuration, if you like, and would actually, whilst there's a cost to the proponent in developing the road reserve, there are in fact some savings and might make the blocks even more valuable as a consequence.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Knott is the seconder of the motion. You have comments?
Yes, could I, first of all, I think that the comment was made by Joe in relation to the seven lots and so on, it might be cost them $7,000 per lot. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
All right. I think that's an advantage. I do think the point that if there's going to be a road, council certainly would the idea of council maintaining it, but I think there should be, the developer should have some cost in order to have that road there. It certainly means that it's the traditional lot, in as much as that with road frontage and so on, so I see advantages, as Councillor Sinfield said. I think that many residents believe, with lower density and so on, that there is a community expectation against the smaller size lots. Not dealing with the lots as far as this motion is concerned at the moment. I think it does cover one point as far as no driveways, no battle box, and it covers the point that so it's different. Could I mention precedence? I believe I'm concerned about precedence, and I'm concerned about the comment that's made on page 14. I think that, sadly, because it's in the agenda in that sense, it casts, it could be seen in poor light by, to send a very negative message to the representatives of the community. I I don't think it was necessary to put that in there, because it indicates over the last 18 months, every subdivision or every application that's come to council in the last 18 months has been approved. Six approved at council, at the council table, and two finished up as approved after appeal. I don't believe it's necessary. I believe that by putting it in the agenda for public consumption, it's unnecessary, unacceptable, and could be seen to be improper. And I will try taking advice on that. But at this particular juncture, the fact that with precedence, normally precedence, when it's exactly the same, this is not exactly the same as what's been in the past, because it has a road frontage as such, and there's not going to be blocks where they're going to be battleaxed and so on. So it is different, and therefore should be considered. But I'm not happy with the idea of precedence being publicised. Sure, you can have a briefing about it, but not publicised, in my view. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor. Find the page now. Okay, so moved and seconded by Councillor Sinfield, Councillor Knott. Any other discussions from councillors on the Councillor Cameron?
Can I just ask then, if the developer builds the road at potentially $7,000 per block cost to them, council would then take over ownership of the road? Any idea about how much that would cost us to maintain ongoing?
Yep. Works manager, come forward, Matthew. You'll have to.
Just checking whether the director of corporate services has given me a signal whether he's responding or I am.
You are.
Can't hear you.
Yeah, we're coming. That's all right.
There's no shrieking violet. I'm sure we'll be able to hear him when he does speak.
Ooh.
Thanks for your compliments there, Councillor Knott. Councillor Cameron, to put an exact number on it, I mean, at this point in time, if it's a public road, one would assume that it's potentially a sealed road, not an unsealed road. So there's a difference between an unsealed or a sealed surface as different life cycle costs as well. So it'd be difficult at this point in time to put an exact number around the per annum cost. I mean, what I would make the comment is it's potentially a 250 metre road with reasonable lot frontage and servicing with this development three lots with potential maybe for others. So overall the cost per lot based on an urban environment would be significantly more than a road, say, you know, within a Westbury, closer to the middle of town. So it's hard to put an exact number as the, I suppose, the answer without really providing an answer.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Matthew?
Thanks, Mr.
Thank you.
Okay, councillors, any other comments from councillors? Deputy Mayor Kelly? Deputy Mayor Kelly, yeah, that's it. I had to check.
I just have a couple of questions. I probably should have clarified before. I'm assuming that the wheelie bin collection is out to this neck of the woods. And if that's the case, what complications does it have? Now, this is probably directed to Matthew or Dino. What complications does it have for the wheelie bin truck to head up a one-way street? I know that they've probably got to do it quite a lot around Westby. I'm just interested in your thoughts on that, and I'll follow up with another question.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Look, it doesn't really have any complications, Councillor, because the road has good sight distance. It's a straight run of road. It would need to be designed to have a turning head that it supports that type of vehicle use, and it's got to be constructed to a standard that also supports that type of vehicle. So in terms of the impact, it doesn't have any impact. The road construction needs to meet the needs of the service.
Second question, Councillor Kelly.
So, to Matthew, there is enough room, if this road reserve was opened up, there is enough room for a turning point at the other end for a garbage collection truck?
Through Mr. Mayor, my understanding that the minimum standard for a turning head would be 18 metres, whether that be in a conventional cul-de-sac or a Y configuration. And my understanding is the road reservation currently is 20 metres.
Okay. Thanks, Matthew. Any other questions, Deputy Mayor? No. Councillor Bower?
Can I just get clarification that if the road was built and through here or sealed or whatever, it actually only has an effect on 3 of the 7 lots, is that correct?
According to yes, all nods around, yes, that's correct, Councillor.
Right, so we'd be asking for a road construction from the developer to, in essence, for 3 lots.
Potentially four, two, one, four, and six
on the map that I'm looking at.
And also potentially land.
And also potentially, Councillor, land to the
north. There's land to the north as well that could be incorporated into the access.
Yeah. Does that answer your question, Councillor Bower?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Councillors, Councillor King.
Thank you. Question, what consideration has been given to the concept that there may well be 11 septic tanks on that corner now in Westbury? There are currently none. And also, what consideration has been given to the fact that that is a slightly elevated block that will then run back in towards the township?
I've got to find the relevant expert. Here he is, right here beside me.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. We are required to look at each lot to determine whether it's reasonably capable of achieving on-site wastewater and stormwater management. The advice that we have received from our plumbing surveyor and our environment and health officers is that there are no concerns regarding these lots in being able to facilitate that wastewater management. Due to the large size and the soil qualities of the Westbury area, they are of a size which has never posed a problem in the past and is not anticipated to pose a problem in this particular situation either.
Ed? Yep, thank you. Justin? Councillors, any other questions? Councillor Sheriff?
Look, I can appreciate everyone's concerns on this, including the public's. I just find it hard to fathom how we can stop this development or make this development cost the developer more when it actually passes the rules that we've got set out in front of us. We've had other developments that, you know, we've had the same public feedback. They're not happy with people dividing blocks up. But at the end of the day, if it ticks the boxes and it abides the rules that are set out, who are we to decide that this developer has to spend more money to make it go ahead?
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Kelly.
I'm really struggling with this, what's in front of us here today, and I do fully understand what Andy is saying, but I guess the key thing that I battle with from a moral perspective is what is the best long-term outcome for these blocks moving forward. And to me, opening up that road reserve, it just makes, I know it makes common sense, we've got the development in front of us, it doesn't say we're knocking back the development, it's just that we believe that there's a lot better long-term approach to the development. I was a shade disappointed in that the developer was not sort of really interested in having a look at it. we've got four blocks going out onto the road and reducing the amount of road at access points to Black Hills Road. It just makes perfect sense to me. And I'm at this point sitting and supporting this motion.
Okay, any other discussion, councillors? If not, I'll come back to Councillor Knott as the seconder of the motion. For any discussions, Councillor Knott?
No, I think the... thank you, Mayor. Well, the point that the Deputy Mayor just made is very pertinent in relation to traffic on Black Hills Road, because that was mentioned in the representation. So no, I think it's pretty clear-cut in a sense. And I suppose, in the first instance, does it have to be sealed? Maybe I could ask that question. Because some of the roads, other roads in that particular locality, I believe, are unsealed. Question to Matthew Ordino?
We're looking, Frank. Hang on.
Thank you.
Through Mr. Mayor. I think in this day and age, councillor, that you know, contemporary practice would be in that type of environment. We've had issues about in the past raised about unsealed roads and that are not in reticulated water catchments, and therefore they rely on tank water and usage. So I would have thought that if there's a standard, that the road would be sealed on the basis that if it's also serviced by curbside collection. You know, you've got those movements which require turning movements, which also impact unsealed surfaces. So I'd expect that if the decision of council was that it would be heading down this path, that it would be a sealed road standard would be required.
Thank you. Could I just a supplementary one, if I may? The council in recent times, when they've been dealing with a new road, have there been any that have been unsealed, or the majority have been sealed, if there have been any?
I might just, through Mr. Mayor, I don't believe in recent times that I can recall development. I might just look to my colleagues for a second, if I can pause there, Councillor.
Yeah, I don't know if you can all hear me from the sidelines, but we had recent work in Simmons Street and Carrick. There's a new subdivision, which is the Crewe subdivision in Carrick off Bishopsburn Road, which is we've asked to be sealed. We're doing some work up in Whiteleys Road in Meander, which is also sealed. So, yeah, Councillor Frank, the majority will be sealed. I can't think of any immediately that are unsealed.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, Councillor Temple, you had a question before I go back to Councillor Sinclair?
Yes. If the roads need to be sealed so tank water is not contaminated, does it therefore not follow if we're going with the current plan with the battle axe blocks that the internal roads within each property would need to be sealed?
I suppose the only comment I could make there, Councillor, would be that a public road provides access free for all 24/7 versus private road, which you know is private property and therefore restricted access. So I suppose that's the only comment I would make on that front.
Thanks, Matthew. Well, we're going to wrap it up soon, guys. Deputy Mayor Kelly.
Just looking at it, if I've got it wrong, by going this way, the entrance points to Black Hills Road can be reduced from 4 to 2, with lots 5 and 7, I think it is, sharing the one access point, basically.
Yes, possibly, Councillor. That would depend, I guess, on topography and all sorts of things. That would be up to the developer to come back to us, sure.
Well, I'm assuming that you can reduce it from 4 to 2. That's a positive, in a sense.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. As a mover of the motion, Councillor Sinfield.
Well, I think the Deputy Mayor did a pretty good job of summing up the benefits. I think it makes a much better configuration. This is not about overall rejecting the applicant's desire to do something outright. It's simply saying we think that the road reserve which is sitting there, which as I say in the future is going to end up as a piece of just a ridiculous shape of land just sitting in amongst everything else, may get absorbed into surrounding properties at some point in the future on a piecemeal basis. But when it's sitting there, it actually enables the existing lots to become slightly larger. I would reaffirm the point made that I can't imagine there'd be too many people hooning up a blind road 24/7. So for me, the total amount of traffic on that Wilson Street would end up being somewhat similar to the cumulative totals of the access strips. So from a point of view of dust, etc., it's more likely, you know, if it's sealed, those other roads, they're quite long, the access strips, they're not necessarily going to seal them individually, but if they did, the collective cost would be somewhat the same. I just think it makes a much better use of the land overall, and I would recommend the alternate motion to everybody.
Okay. On that basis, then, I'm going to put the alternative motion. I'm actually going to ask you, considering I'm looking at all of you, to raise your hands if you are in favour of the motion as it was put. And I'll ask that all those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand.
That's the alternative motion.
Sorry, this is the this is the alternative motion, Frank. So whether you want me to read that out again or not, but that was the one that you seconded, Frank. So,
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Councillor Temple.
I thought the motion was that the alternate motion becomes the motion before we deal with it.
Yes, that's the point I was I stand corrected. It is. That's dead right. It does. It becomes the motion. Mm. Absolutely. So all those in favour of the alternate motion as it stands, please say aye or raise your hands. One, two.
Can you tell me some names?
Okay, so I've got Councillor Sinfield, Councillor Temple, Councillor Kelly. Councillor Knott, is your hand up? You're off the screen. Okay, Councillor Knott is. No other councillors have their hands up for this one.
We've got four.
I've got Sinfield, Temple, Kelly and Knott.
Correct.
I've got four.
Just checking with Councillor King. You're for or against Councillor King? You're not for it? Okay. So Bauer.
This is not the motion. This is it that becomes the motion. Then we'd have to vote on the motion. Is that correct, Mr. Mayor?
That's correct.
So we're not actually voting on this as a motion. We're voting on it becoming the motion.
That's correct.
But you got five.
Thank you.
I only got four.
Man. I only got four.
I've got Sinfield, Temple, Kelly, Knott.
You've seen yourself twice. Sorry, I've only got four. Two hands, but you've seen four. So sorry, on that basis, the motion is lost.
Well, I'm not Wayne on here, so...
Yeah, well, sorry. So, the motion is lost. 4-5 against. We will now go back to the original motion, which was moved by Councillor Cameron and seconded by myself, Councillor Johnson. Okay. Discussions on the current motion as it stands. We've already had the opening and from the mover and the seconder. Discussions from councillors? I'd say no discussions by the look of that. Councillor Cameron.
Look, I think that I'm happy to go back and review the rule book, but I think as it stands at the moment, I'm happy to support it.
Okay. I'll put the motion then as it stands. All those in favour of the current motion, please raise your hands and I'll read them out for Marilyn. Councillor Sheriff, Councillor Kelly, Councillor Bauer, Councillor Cameron, Councillor Johnson. Against, Councillor Sinfield, Councillor King, Councillor Knott, Councillor Temple. Motion is carried. Thank you, councillors. Over to page 124, correct me if I'm wrong, because you will. Community Development Services, petition to amend seal plan. Do I have somebody to move that? Somebody to second it. Somebody to move the motion as it sits. I'll ask again. Somebody like to move the motion as it sits? Nobody wants to move this motion. Councillor Kelly, thank you. Councillor Kelly moves it.
I'm just going to find what page it's
on. Page 124, Councillor Cameron.
Thank you.
Petition to amend the sealed plan of 329 Westbury Road Prospect. Do I have a seconder for the motion? Councillor Sheriff, thank you. Councillor Kelly, any discussion?
No, not at this point, thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Sheriff. Any discussion?
No.
Thank you.
No, thanks.
Councillors, any comments or discussion? Councillor Temple?
I'd like to ask a rhetorical question, but what is a company?
General Manager?
And what is the purpose of a company?
I can give a lay opinion in terms of a covenant. The purpose of a covenant is to, I guess, in the context of a development, to guarantee non-planning enforceable requirements on the development and use of the lots. So it's not enforceable in the context of our planning scheme, and it's a civil matter between owners of the lots if there's a dispute over that covenant.
Councillor Knott, you had a question?
Yeah, just a question, a couple of questions and a comment if I can. First of all, it would appear to me that the answers that I was given by Krista, and I accept them, that there could have been more information to the residents in relation to, given the nature of the amendment. Secondly, there could have been, in my view, a far greater briefing to the councillors, seeing that the first time I knew about this as far as the covenant and so on was Thursday. And I think that's insufficient when you're dealing with a matter such as this. Perhaps one thing I should say, have Mayor, at this juncture, have we moved out as acting as a planning authority?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have. Yes, we have, Councillor.
Moved and seconded, was it?
We don't need to move and second to move out of planning authorities, to my knowledge.
No.
Do we?
Yeah.
No. No.
Was there any statement made that we're now moving out of planning authorities?
No, my apologies, Councillor. I should have noted that we're moving out of...
That covers that.
Sorry?
Just my other point was that does concern me a little bit. I'll be supporting this, but I just wanted to make the point that when acting under delegation, particularly if you're going outside the covenant, I would have thought that it may have come back to council or councillors in order to discuss it. That hasn't happened in this case.
Is a covenant something that falls under council's jurisdiction, isn't it? Legal?
The general manager has delegation, but that would have been the previous acting general manager at that time, I guess.
I guess there's two points. There's one that it's a matter that council has a peripheral interest in. And secondly, just in terms of your prior comment, Councillor, about the level of consultation, the obligation around consultation is with the landowner as opposed to council under the legislation, as I understand it. So the extent to which council deals with this matter is normally by delegation, as I understand it, but I do take your point about notification and sufficient time to question and understand the nature of the submission before the council?
Thank you, General Manager. Certainly, I accept the fact that there were no representations, but when it's something outside the covenant, I would have thought that perhaps there might have been further discussion or briefing on that particular point. But the final one is that the, as I understand it, the building has started, and yet no residents or councillors were aware of that. There would have been nothing in the public domain that it was beginning to or starting to commence the building. It has done.
I'd have to take it on notice, Councillor, in terms of what.
It's $20 phone.
Pardon me.
That was the General Manager's phone, by the way.
Quite a happy tune. Awkward. But happy.
Yeah.
Where was I? I've lost it now. So I'd have to take it on notice, Councillor, in terms of what the planning arrangements were and what publication of those were in terms of the residents.
The notification was the LUFA requirements when the application was in.
I'll just get Krista to answer, Councillor.
Thank you.
The application for the units was notified as per the normal planning process for any discretionary application. So your adjoining owners got notified, it went in the paper, etc. And then it was, after it's approved by delegation, it also goes on our website to say that it has been approved. So that's been our normal process. When buildings actually start work, that's not something that we have put out in the public domain previously, but when they were seeking approval for the units, people were definitely notified. It was in the paper, site sign, etc.
And would have been in the minutes, I guess.
Yes.
Been in the minutes? Yeah. That answers my question. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Krista.
Thanks, Councillor. Okay, any other discussion, councillors? If not, the motion, Councillor Sheriff, any discussion to follow up? No, Councillor Kelly as the mover. Any discussion? You're muted.
Yeah, you look pretty straightforward.
Okay, we'll put it to the vote. All those in favour, please say aye or raise your hands. Thank you. Councillor Knott, Councillor Sheriff, Councillor Bower, Councillor Cameron, Councillor King, Councillor Kelly, Councillor Johnson, are those against? Councillor Temple against?
Just the one?
Councillor Sinfield is abstaining. Okay, that is passed, thank you.
That's an aye vote, by the way, Councillor Sinfield.
Yeah. Thank you, I appreciate the heads up on that. Oh, I wasn't sure about that.
Councillor, page 157, Community and Development Services 2, Environmental Health Fees. So, does somebody like to move this, please? Councillor Bower, seconder, Councillor Kelly. Councillor Bower, would you like to make any remarks?
Just that it's great to see that we are trying to help our community here. I'm not sure if it'll help them a great deal, but anything that we can do, I'm sure that they'll appreciate. So hopefully this will help some businesses out in our community.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Kelly, any discussion? No, thank you, Councillor. Councillors, any discussion from councillors? Nope, take that as no. I'll just reiterate Councillor Bower's comments there as well. Anything is better than nothing, so thanks to the staff for bringing this forward. I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour, please say aye or raise your hands. Against? I have everyone for. Just double check, everyone is for. Thank you. Just got to make a bit more of a movement, Ronnie, so I can pick up that you are.
I know,
I know it was. That's right. I don't know where to look up there or down there. Okay, Community Services, Community Development Services 3, page 161, which is the dog registration fees. Somebody like to move? Councillor King, seconder, Councillor Sheriff. Any discussions, Councillor King? Comments?
Pretty much as moved, I think in line with Councillor Bowers' previous comments, whatever we can do, I think, you know, it's important to collect fees, but to put a hold on increasing them is a sensible thing to do for our community under the current circumstances.
Yep, thanks, Councillor. Councillor Sheriff? Comments?
Not really, nothing's changed from the previous year, so I'm good.
Thank you. Councillors, any other comments? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? That's unanimous, Councillor. Got that one, Rodney. Thanks. Community Development Services 4, page 164. This has been amended to include a part 4 to the motion that reads.
Do you want to show?
So we'll just put that up on the screen so you can see the amended. So the amendment is note 4, and the amendment is approves a grant amount of up to $5,000 per applicant. Somebody like to thank you. Somebody like to move this? Councillor Bauer. Somebody like to second? Councillor King. Councillor Bauer. Discussion?
I guess it's no surprise that business is doing it very tough in every area in the country, in the world, in fact. And so anything that we can do to help our small businesses in the Yarra Valley, I think it's fantastic. And hopefully the $100,000 will help as many businesses as we can.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor King?
As moved and in line with Councillor Bowers' comments, thank you.
Thank you. Discussions from other councillors, if any? No discussion. I'll just make a comment then from my point. I think it's well done to the staff for putting this together. It's a big part of our $1.7 million coming out of the corona package that we've put together. And as Councillor Bauer said, every little bit helps, and hopefully we can get our small businesses back on track and up and going. So that's my comment. Any other comments from councillors? If not, I'll put it to the vote. Councillor Cameron?
I just wanted to say nothing will probably replace post-business, but I think that this will go a little way to try and help cover some of the costs that businesses still have, no matter what happens. And I think congratulate some of the businesses around town that have gone the extra mile and done certain things like the takeaway, and you know that some people are doing absolutely amazing things under the situation, the circumstance we're in, and I think it's fantastic. And I really hope that these grants, while only small, but will really help out some people when they need it.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other discussions, councillors? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? Against? Carried as unanimous, thank you. Community Services Development Services 5, page 174. Somebody like to move that? Councillor? No movers yet. Somebody like to move this? Councillor Kelly? Seconder? Councillor King? Councillor Kelly, in discussion?
No, pretty straightforward, I think, Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor King, any discussion?
No, as moved in line with all the previous comments with regard to our big package, I think it's a sensible gesture for the community.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other councillors, any discussion before I put it to the vote? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? Against? Cast it as carried. Unanimous. Thank you. Community Services and Development Services 6, page 181. This is amended to what's in the minutes. The amendments are for notes 3. No, so the amendment is notes recommendations on grants will be made to the council in the financial year 2021. Thank you. Somebody like to, when you get me back to me. Okay, somebody like to move that? Councillor Bower, seconder. Seconder, Councillor Kelly, thank you. Councillor Bower.
Again, I think this one's really fantastic for our community where we're concentrating more in the recovery space. I think as we start to look at all the events that have been cancelled, looking into the future of being able to help our community kickstart some events will be fantastic in our area and get people seeing that light at the end of the tunnel, perhaps.
Hear, hear, Bower. Councillor Bower, yes. Councillor Kelly, any discussion?
Look, pretty much what Councillor Bower said. She summed it up quite nicely. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Temple.
That new item 4, was it? Notes recommendation?
Yes.
Is that clear as to what that means? If the man or woman in the street was to read that, would they understand what that means?
I would hope so, because when they apply for the grant, they would be informed of that. But, General Manager?
We could, I think in itself it's pretty clear that recommendations would be made to Council in the new financial year. But reflecting on discussions prior to the meeting, I guess we could clarify the timing of the grant. And the timing of the grant, I'd suggest, really has to be linked to a point of recovery and wind back of restrictions, given the focus of this grant. And so implicit within number 3 is that we would offer the grants in the new financial year, but to make it clear to the public, we should probably amend that. So it's a point well made, Councillor.
Mr. Mayor, the way I read that is that we're noting that recommendation, but we're not necessarily acting upon it.
Okay, well, notes recommendations on grants will be made to go things like that.
Well, I think, John?
Yeah. So, through you, Mr. Mayor, so that'll be correct. So we'll come back to Council for approval in the next financial year. So we're noting that they will come back to Council at a future time for a decision.
Did you hear that, Councillor Temple?
No, I'm afraid I didn't.
Okay, so it's in the minutes. It'll be noted that it'll be come back to the council in the new financial year for approval, basically.
For approval of the grant
application. So just stick for approval in the sentence after council.
Notes recommendations on grant approval.
Grant.
Notes recommendations and grant approval will be made to council.
Approvals will be made to council for in the financial year 2020-21.
Councillor Temple, is that better?
I think that's more. It's clearer, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you.
To you, Mr. Mayor, could I just suggest? For clarity, that it be amended to read notes recommendations on the timing of the grant round and grant approvals will be made to council in the new financial year, just so that it's clear to the public that we will offer these grants, unlike the previous two, in the new financial year.
Do you want to include
on the top
that's an improvement?
Nate's recommended on the grant, on the timing of the grant round. Your financial year, and then if I can, after 2020-21, add the words when recovery from the COVID-19 disease emergency is clearer.
Okay, councillors. Notes, recommendations on the timing of the grant round and grant approvals will be made to council in the financial year 2021 when recovery from the COVID-19 disease emergency is clear. Are we happy with that?
We could skip after council for its decision.
Well, that's implied by the recommendation.
Yes, but
we know what we're going to do, surely. We can't wait until we get till it comes before us. So, everyone happy with that? Take that as a yes. Okay. Any other discussions? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. Corporate Services 1, Council Audit Panel Receipt of Minutes, page 188. To recommend the Council receive the minutes of the Council Audit Panel meeting held. Somebody like to move that?
Yes.
Councillor Knott, seconder. Councillor Kelly, sorry, I'm looking at all the screens, councillors. Councillor Knott, any discussion? Any comments?
No,
thank you, Councillor Kelly. No? Okay, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hand, same thing. Thank you. Passed unanimous. Okay. Closed session. So we've got to go. Somebody like to move? Somebody like to second that we close the meeting to the public for discussion of following items? Councillor Bauer. Somebody like to second that, please? Councillor Kelly. Thank you. Okay. Move to closed session. 5:39 by my watch. 5:38.
5:38.
Okay. Thanks, John.